Today is Sunday, January the 19th, 1992.
Okay, your name?
My name is Irving R. Smith, 339 East Montana Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I was born in Darlington, Maryland in February 16th, 1919.
And what did your folks do?
Well, my aunt raised me. She was a domestic. And of course, I was in school at the time I moved to Philadelphia. And I went to Barrett Junior High School in South Philadelphia, and then I went on to Central High School in North Philadelphia. And at that time, Central High School was rated as one of the top 10 in the country. And I was at Central High School, years of 35, 36, 37, might have graduated in June of 1938.
And then what did you do? What did you want to do?
Well, I always had a desire to be a master mechanic, but I had a couple letters from Ford out in Detroit, Michigan. But then I didn't have any place to stay, so I never pursued it. But I got a job there in Philadelphia, and I worked in a hotel, Pelham Court Hotel in Germantown, until such time that I was drafted into the Army in April of 1941.
And where did you do your basic training?
Basic training in Fort Belvoir, Virginia.
And what unit did you end up with?
The 95th Engineers. We went from Fort Belvoir, Virginia to Fort Bragg on maneuvers. And from maneuvers, we went back to Fort Belvoir. And the very Sunday that we returned to Fort Belvoir is the Sunday that they bombed Pearl Harbor, which was December the 7th, 1941. And then right away, they canceled all furloughs, but then they changed that, then they gave us all week furloughs. And after that, we started some more basic training until early spring. We went back to we moved to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and we stayed there until, I think it was June. Then we moved out and started on our way to Canada to work on the Alcan Highway, the Alaskan Highway.
Did you have any idea where you were going?
No, they didn't tell us.
Did you go by train?
Yes, we went by train, but they took us around about way. We went down to Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia, through Atlanta, Georgia. Then we started coming north again.
Did they
Chicago.
Keep you on the train all that time?
Or? No, we'd get off about once a day for exercise, drill and whatnot, you know, to keep us from getting stiff, I guess. Then we went on from Chicago on up through Nebraska and South Dakota, North Dakota, and on up through Montana and on into Canada that way.
And when did they actually tell you you're going to go to build the Alaska Highway?
Well, once we got up there, I guess we were in Montana when they really told us.
And what section did you work on then?
I was with the H&S company. I wasn't with the line companies where they, you know, were operating the heavy equipment and so forth. My job was sort of looking after supplies, see if the different supplies were ordered, requisitioned, and sent out to the respective line companies.
And where did you base out of?
Dawson Creek. That's where we land at Dawson Creek, Canada. Then we kept moving north, on up through, they called it the Mile Zero, Fort Nelson. Of course, we had in Edmonton.
How often? You didn't move as often as most of the men, right?
No, but then we had to keep moving up in order to keep supplies to them within a reasonable distance.
So every week or so you'd be moving too?
Yeah.
Did you live in tents?
Yes. They were winterized tents. They had wood around the bottom, but then and stove inside. It was still cold. It was all right as long as the stove was operating, but once that heat went off, it was cold.
Well, you were from the north. You knew a little bit about cold weather, right?
Yeah, but not that much. This is below zero we're speaking of.
What month did you arrive up there?
I think it must have been around August. No, it was earlier than that. Must have been around May, because in June you run into the midnight sun, and you can see the sun, say, 12 o'clock at night. Then it just sort of becomes twilight. Really doesn't get dark, but then the sun is coming back up in the morning around 3:30, 4 o'clock. So you really don't get any darkness in June, not total darkness per se, but I would say those are your longest days in the month of June.
And you had a chance to get used to the weather a little bit.
Yes, we sort of gradually moved into it.
What about the mosquitoes?
No, we weren't bothered with mosquitoes. I heard somebody talking about mosquitoes, but we weren't bothered with it. The clothing that we needed up there, they were very, very efficient in sending the clothing that we needed, because we got our clothing in September, before it really got cold. Those boots and shoe packs and all that. We had plenty of that when winter arrived.
It's spotty. Some units had like it, some units.
So maybe it was just our unit. I don't know about the other units. I couldn't speak for them, but I know the 95th, we had what we needed when we needed.
You were saying you didn't get the mosquitoes. You didn't have any problem with that.
No.
You lived in tents when you first came.
Yeah. Then we moved on to they called Nissan huts, all metal, and they had a stove in there, because it got cold too when that fire went out at night.
How many men were there?
Oh, I guess about 20, both sides. It was a good size.
And in your supply unit, how many people were there just working on supplies in your field?
Well, really two. But if we needed help, why, they'd always, the captain would see that we got the help.
And what about your commanding officer?
Captain Wells? You familiar with him?
No. Can you tell me about him?
He was a very nice person. I think he was out of Kentucky. A very nice person. And to me, he seemed to do his job. We always got paid on time and all. Yeah. That's important, too.
And how far up did you get on the highway?
We went up, I think, as far as a place called Fort Nelson. The reason I remember that so readily, it was right near a lake, and a little seaplane used to come in on this lake from time to time, and and lay.
And how many months did you stay there without any leave or anything?
Well, I got leave in January. They gave most of the fellows, I guess, as many as they could in January of the following year. And they gave us about 30 days, because I left in January and came back in February.
Did you have to draw lots, or did
everyone? No.
For some units, they had to.
But the only thing we had to get down to, I guess it was Edmonton. We had to get down there on our own. But we had permission to do, the trucks, civilian trucks going through, if they would pick us up, we could ride down with them to Edmonton. And they had that understanding too. So it wasn't too much of a problem. So.
The pictures I've seen at the archives in Fort Nelson and talking from the old timers there lead me to believe that they accepted the black troops more readily than other places and kind of socialized. Did you meet people from the town and were they fairly decent?
Met a few, yeah. They were very, the few that I met. But I like I was saying, I didn't get out as much as the line companies, to deal with people and traveling and whatnot.
Did you have any bad experiences where they, you know, or funny experiences where they weren't used to seeing that? It was basically not a bad tour of duty.
No, I really enjoyed it.
What about injuries to people in your unit, or did anybody get
frostbitten?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Feet and hands and whatnot. Then sometimes some of the fellows would, they had a way of fixing the truck where that they could put a little stove in the back for the troops riding in the back, you know, and that's how they would keep warm.
The highway, you actually had a pretty well-built highway by the time you were there, because you were pretty much at the beginning of the line, right?
Right.
And you had a lot of trucks just, and you were the supply base, so they'd go, you load them up and they'd go north.
Right. But you know what amazed me about the trucks all up there? When it really got cold, the gas lines would freeze up. Gas would freeze. I'd never seen that before, because I haven't seen it since either. But that's what would happen.
What would they do? Just shut right down, or did they try and throw it out?
Or? Yeah, they'd, you know, call, you know, a tow truck or something to come out and get them.
And if you left something running all the time, I guess it probably wouldn't do that.
No.
And you'd let them idle and...
Yeah, but that was very serious.
Anybody down there get seriously hurt or accidents at any time?
No, that's what I know. Yeah.
And how was morale? We have some, I know there were some people who just hated it and wanted to go home.
Fair, I would say.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I tried to make myself satisfied under any circumstance. And of course, we had a few musicians in the band. I was in that. And we, got now, some recreation from that. And
who organized the band?
A fellow named Ben Smith from Washington, D.C. He played trumpet, and we had a trumpet player from Reading, Pennsylvania. And Trent played trumpet for a while. Maybe you heard him say he sent his trumpet home and got a guitar. Then there were several other fellows, and then we had, we used to go over in the evening into the Red Cross Center. They had a nice little hut, you know, pictures, and they'd show a movie now and then and all that. That was a change, you know.
Did you get to meet some of the local fellows?
I didn't get to meet anybody.
It was just you guys when you entered on then?
Yeah.
And how often would you play? A couple nights a week? Or?
Yeah, about once or twice a week. Mostly on weekends, you know.
What about mail did you get from that?
Well, yes. But it didn't come in every day. It came in about, I guess, I'd say about three times a week.
And I'd say most of the people in your unit were pretty well educated as compared to some of the
units. Because we had some college students, and some were, well, some of them hadn't graduated. They were already in college, you know. Then we had a few graduate.
Were there any problems? Anybody just kind of go bonkers? Or, you know, what is it, a 20-yard steer in a 6-yard room? Or?
No, not that I know of. No.
And where did they send you once the road was completed?
They sent us back to Camp Clayton, Louisiana.
Did you go
and there we, well, they told us when we went back there we were going into basic training again, getting ready to go over to Europe. So once we went back there, well then, it was in the spring, I think, if I remember correctly, it was in the latter part of April. Well then they had the floods, you know, that's when the thaw starts in April. They had the floods up there in Arkansas. And they said, no basic training, we've got to go to Arkansas to help to stem this flood. So we were up there, I guess, 2, maybe 3 weeks. But that's just a useless something, because that water was still running over the levees as hard as we worked. They split the regiment or whatever. They split it up into two shifts, two 12-hour shifts, 12 hours a day and 12 hours at night.
What had you been working on the Alaska Highway?
This is after.
Yeah, but what had you been working on the highway itself?
Oh, it just depends. But mostly, I'd say about a 10-hour day, 7 till 6 in the evening. Because a lot of fellows get stuck out on the highway, on, you know, delivering supplies and picking up this and that.
Some of the supply drivers were also pretty good bootleggers, I understand. Yeah. Kind of going business for money on the side.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know anything about that. Because a lot of things went on that I didn't know about. And not being a drinker, too. You know,
yeah. And you were in one location, you didn't travel as much as some people.
No, right.
Did you ever get to Europe?
Yes. That was the purpose of this basic training in Camp Pleuron. After we finished with the flood up in Arkansas, well, then we went back and taken our basic training, was really to go out on the rifle range. That's all, it was a week. Then by that time, we were just about up to the 4th of July. Now, I'll never forget it. We had a dress parade there on the 4th of July. First parade was on, then they canceled because it was so hot. And then they said, no, it's on. So when they had that parade that day, I got a little break. This Sergeant Beverly that's with us now, you know, the men were falling out that day from the heat like flies. So Sergeant Beverly, the captain, saw him sort of weaving from the heat. He said, Corporal Smith, said, take Sergeant Beverly over on the side. And that's what saved me, I think. I felt it, but I didn't feel woozy or anything. But I might have went out too, you know, sooner or later. But that's really what saved me.
Coming from Alaska, there's no good training for that.
Right. And then I think the next day we moved out for Camp Herbert Tarrant, that's a cigarette, in New York. It's up above New York City there somewhere. We were up there for about 2 weeks, and then we moved out to go to Europe. We went on ship. And they say it was about 10,000 on that ship, 10,000 people.
Remember the name of it?
No.
How long?
No, they said, I think they said it was a ship from World War I.
Huh. Mm-hmm. And how long did it take you to go across?